2. And there you have the story on wigs. There are probably some other people I will get around to telling. I might tell Cho-Cho. I thought of Madame Butterfly when I thought of wigs. Because it's so much cheaper here in comparison. I'm not well up on prices back in the States, but I have heard from a number of the men who buy them here for their wives and mothers and sweethearts and what have you that it certainly is well worthwhile. And these are, by the way, 100% human hair. And as I say, the one I'm getting is entirely handmade. There's no machine stitching involved. Although quite a few of them are semi-machine stitched. But I bet Bess would want one, and Elizabeth. And, you know, it gets to be a big problem. But I thought I could maybe get one every so often. You know, I don't know enough about them, Duchess, and I don't want people to be disappointed in both the make of it and the coloring. But I thought I'd get a charge out of having one or two so that perhaps I will use them. Who knows? Anyway, also today I picked up a tiny little pocketbook. It's a Korean style little pocketbook, and a pair that would be for Bonnie, and a pair of little slippers for Bruce. The reason I did that is I had picked up some stamps for John, little John. I picked some up in Busan, and I didn't want to just send the stamps to him and nothing to the others. So I thought if and when I ever get around to it, I'll make a tiny little package and just mail it. In fact, I owe little John a letter. But when he wrote to me, he reminded me that he is anxious to receive stamps for his stamp collection. Like a slight hint that his aunt should perhaps send a few stamps. So I got several packages, and I don't know when I'll get that in the mail. In fact, I got so many things to do. I haven't had that much time off, it seems. I don't know what happens to the time, but I have so much mail here that I have received recently. I mean, it's Aunt Rose had written me. Father Dombrowski wrote to me. Yeah, I was pleased to hear from him. I think I got a letter from Mother, too, or at least Mother's letters are never more than one side of a page or something. But I should write a line. I had a St. Patrick's Day card last night from Don. I was concerned about him because he's so good about sending cards, and particularly the national holiday, St. Patty's Day. But it did come last night, along with the letter from you. And I would like to write him a few lines, too. But it's been kind of hectic here because Gwen Bradford, the girl who works as a secretary at Camp House and has been living here since the end of October, well, she goes home tomorrow. Tomorrow's her very last day. She leaves in the morning for the airport. So she's been getting packed, and her room will be empty. And then next week, the end of next week, next Friday, a week from Friday, on the 29th of the month, Micah leaves. And so I'll be here all by myself. I'll be the only girl on the whole compound. And I'm very, very sorry to see Micah leave, because she has been with me the entire year that she's in Korea, and we get along so well, and as far as I know, there'll be no replacement, not right away anyhow, which means I'll have to run the club for a while, and plus the fact that there's no one else in the hooch here. And, you know, we always kind of visited with one another when we finished work. Even though we work together and we see one another every day, you know, you come home and unwind. And so I'll miss this very much. I think more than I realize now, because I'm so used to Micah. We're used to one another. It's rare that you get to work the full year with the same person. But as you know, Micah came to RC3 when I was there, and then followed me here to Camp Ross, so that I haven't worked with anyone else as closely. And she planned to go home via the world. She goes from here to Japan for a few days and then on to Hong Kong. She's going to Thailand. She's going to parts of India. She's going on to Greece. She's crossing the Mediterranean. She has already paid her passage all the way to the to Belgium, I think. She's going to stay in Italy, see as much of Germany, England, France that she can. It's going to take her about 2.5-3 months, and she's very excited about it. And naturally, she would be. There's another girl going with her most of the way. There were three of them, but one girl had to back out just a few days ago because of illness. Her father took ill, and she was going home as quickly as possible. So it's just the two of them going. And Micah has never traveled alone before. And, of course, she's never been in Europe. This was her first trip out of the United States. It was here to Korea. So she's very, very excited, planning all kinds of trips and looking up hotels and tours and what have you. So it's been kind of hectic with everybody moving. Of course, I don't know how I'm so involved. I'm not moving, but nevertheless, I haven't had the time to sit down and do anything. I just reminded myself before making this tape, I have to mail in my income tax. I had done it on sample paper, you know, just a rough copy, and I had one of the boys check it the other day. He's supposed to be our tax officer, and he said it was done correctly. And if it is correct, I'm getting back about $95, which is great, because I know how to spend money. Oh, and this is something else I want to mention, because I know you will. Don't be concerned about the money that I spend, Duchess. True, occasionally it cost me a few dollars, but we've always kind of shared the good and the bad, and heaven knows you shared enough of the strained times, the times when things weren't as good as they could have been, perhaps. They were good times, but they were times when I perhaps wasn't the most congenial roommate. And there were times when I needed the help and the kindness that you gave to me. Many people are kind to me, but very few take the time. And you took years, really. And without it, I don't think I could have completed my schooling, what have you, as quickly. So let's share all of it. I mean, I don't need money per se. I'll probably never have any because I managed to go through it so quickly. But who needs it? And it's a poor substitute for the things you gave to me. And I'm not trying to repay by spending money, because there isn't that much money in the entire world. But I just want you to know that I am aware and certainly very grateful for so many things. And I get just as much a kick out of doing it, I think, or buying things, so that it's a togetherness, I think. Who knows, maybe in a few years from now I'll have to lean on you again for a few million or something. Although I've been so fortunate, I really have. So don't concern yourself about the money. And again, if you should need money, you have full access to all the monies that are in the bank, which isn't a great deal. But if you need it, use it. I buy what I need, I buy what I want, and there's very little I could ask for as far as materialistic goods. Besides, I don't want to accumulate any more than I have to in this one room that I live in. I have everything on the walls. I I mean, I have quite a bit of stuff right here now, so I think any future things I'll be sending home. But I don't plan to do a great deal of shopping. I really don't. But as I say, I just thought these wigs might be another item that you might be interested in. And please, if you see Jojo, ask her. If I get a chance, I owe her a tape. And I owe her some mail as well. Oh, I should write to her. I'm team people. Wait a minute. My name is being called outside the hooch.
You are.
That was just a couple of the boys going by. And as they go by, of course, they shout out my name. Oh, they're a riot. Anyhow, let's see. Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, Robbie had Mike and I over for dinner. It was very nice. That was the first time I had seen him in over a week. It's very, very difficult for us to get to see one another. And we have to do it on the slide type thing, and I don't like that, but it's necessary because of his position, and mine too. Of course, I do get to speak with him on the phone just about every night. I wish things were different. I really do. And I wish we could spend more time together. And I wish things were normal in the sense that you could go out to dinner or go see a show or something else. This is just impossible. Absolutely impossible. We live from one military compound to another. Well, there you have just about the news for the day. At least it's all I can think of at the moment. I hope you're better than you have been, health-wise. Probably by now you are. I know there for a few days you weren't feeling quite yourself. And let me know if you get the slide projector. Oh, wouldn't you know it? Yesterday I saw a slide projector just a little bit different, perhaps a little bit better than the one I sent you, the same make, a Sawyer, right here at my own PX, and they haven't had them for a year. And I was a little bit annoyed because he was supposed to save one for me. But anyway, the one you have is, I think, a good one, and I hope you enjoy it. Take care of yourself, Duchess. I'll be talking to you real soon. Until then, well...